This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Prof Dion, always like it to hang out with you. How are you doing this morning?
Brad, good morning, dear brother. Well, I am, I'm sitting here in the cold and dark of Amsterdam. But today is not going to rain, so somewhere there might even be a little patch of blue sky.
I love your optimistic outlook on winter weather in in Western Europe. I like that. But look, you know, we've got a scorcher today, like 34, 35 degrees. I think today I'd be very happy to exchange just putting a spot of snow in overcast conditions with you.
I'll WhatsApp you a few degrees less and you WhatsApp me a few degrees more and we'll all be happy.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Now, you're sitting there in the pitch dark today. We're talking about shining your light. We know that Jesus came in as the light of the world. The torch, if you don't mind the pun, has now been passed to us.
Absolutely. So, Brad, this second week in Advent, as we move towards it, this has been the first week of from Sunday to Sunday, preparing ourselves to celebrate once again the birth of Christ in our lives and in our world. Traditionally, Christians have read John's Gospel chapter 1, and I was struck this week by reading John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. John writes, "In him was life, and that life was the light of all people, and the light shines in the darkness, and darkness cannot overcome it." Now, for me, this was a beautiful, beautiful reminder of what it means to be a Christian. Now, what's interesting here for me is that John doesn't say that Jesus gives light as an object. It doesn't say, you know, that Jesus gives us this thing called light. It says that he is light. And astonishingly, what he also says is that that light shines in us and through us. And this sort of insight really struck me, you know, that in some senses, we each of us who knows Jesus, who lives our lives in relationship with him, his light begins to shine more clearly in us. Now, what I was thinking about when I was preparing for today was for many years, I used to attend once a year a silent retreat in Grahamstown at the Benedictine Brothers. And then before I left South Africa for a few years in at Volmut in Hermanus, there was a Benedictine community. And of course, they follow the rhythms of prayer, 5 in the morning, 8 in the morning, 12, you know, throughout the day. And it always used to strike me that first hour of prayer in the morning at 5, when it's still dark, you would come into the chapel and all that would be lit is this one candle, the Christ candle would be lit. And it would light up, you know, this whole room. And this point that John makes, you know, no matter how small that light is, the darkness cannot overcome it. That really struck me in those moments. Now, what's interesting is that in John's gospel, the word that he chooses for overcome is the word katelaben. And it literally means not only to overcome, but to grasp or to understand. And basically what John is saying is, you know, the world cannot fully grasp or even understand the light that is in us. And so because of that, it can't overcome it. That's why, in a sense, what John is saying is we don't need to fight the darkness. We simply need to shine. We simply need to be that Jesus has created us to be, and that will change the world. Now, Brad, just three things that I've been thinking about for myself this Advent. The first one is, I think that sometimes when we live with the kind of compassion that Jesus had, you know, the woman at the well, the woman caught in adultery, you know, these moments where Jesus, in a sense, upends the world, where he lives in a very different way. He lives not according to the darkness, but according to the light. This kind of kindness, this kind of courage reflects something that the world sometimes doesn't understand, but the one who receives that compassion, for them, their whole life is illuminated. The whole day is changed. So maybe that's the first thing that we can do today as we go into our day. Think a little bit about where we can have the compassion of Christ. The second thing that strikes me about Jesus, the way in which he is light, is that he is truthful. You know, he didn't need to be born in a palace to wear the crown of a king. He simply lived in a truthful way. And I think in a world where we face half-truths and even lies, if we are willing to live with the gentle truthfulness of Jesus, to encounter people, to say to them, your humanity is recognized, you bear the image of Christ, the devil will not win and have the last word, evil will not overcome the goodness of Christ. If we live with that kind of truthfulness in our homes, in our communities, in our jobs, we shine a light that can't be overcome. So, Brad, maybe just that little encouragement to us today. Matthew 5, verse 14 says, you are the light of the world. You don't have to try to be the light. All you have to do is to say, Lord Jesus, come and live in me, live through me, and let your light shine. And I can guarantee you, around you, if you live in that way, people's lives will be changed and God will be blessed.
Yeah, I like that, Dion. I'm busy thinking by what you're saying. So what you're doing is you're calling us to be less of a light source and to be more a reflector of the original light source. So to not try and be the ones that try our very hardest, we're just the ones that have to reflect Jesus, right? A bit like the moon. It doesn't have its own light.
A bit like the moon. That's a really beautiful analogy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I quite like that that analogy, that we probably can't create our own source. It's I mean I find it impossible to do that. But when I go into a meeting, today, for example, I have one or two challenging meetings with staff, and I go in there and I say, Lord, I just want to reflect you. I want to reflect your truthfulness, your compassion, your love, sometimes even that little bit of courage to do the right thing. When we do the thing that Jesus would have us do, when we do his thing, then it seems to work out well.
Yeah, and if we want to do the Jesus thing so that things can work out well, like you say, we've got to be connected, right? He's the vine and we are the branches. So unless we're connected, we're not going to be bearing that kind of fruit. So the challenge is out there this morning. This light isn't just going to be there. This takes some intentionality. This takes some connection, and this takes a desire to live out Jesus to the world around us. So you've given us a challenge. And now, when the world seems to slow down just a little bit this time of year, we kind of want to switch our dim our lights because we want to break our routines and do things differently. Maybe we need to say we make more time to connect to the vine so that we can shine a brighter light and be more useful even during this downtime.
Amen. Amen. Well, Brad, I have the blessing tonight of
Yeah.
meeting one of my former PhD students, Steve Pearson. He's doing some work in Amsterdam, so I'm going to have dinner with him tonight. I'm really looking forward to that. And he's a brother who loves the Lord, so I'm looking forward to being light amongst light.
It's going to be good. Massive thanks to you, Dion. Always a pleasure hanging out. I know it's still pitch dark where you're at. Yourself a great day. Stay warm, and we'll connect again soon.
Thanks, my friend. God bless. Bye-bye then.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.